So, Kevin, we're standing in the Hamilton Recycle Centre, which I think has been open for about 3 months now, has it?
That's right, yes, open for 3 months. The Recycle Centre is operated by Future Employment Options, who are based in Bendigo and have over half a dozen recycle sheds throughout Victoria.
Just give us a bit of the background then to why you wanted to try this here, I suppose, and why it's come to Hamilton.
The big focus has been about waste diversion, so ensuring that we minimise the cost to council for and the community in relation to landfills. So, for instance, in next year's budget, we're spending about $1.7 million on landfill, including a development of a new cell, a leachate pond and rehabilitation of the current landfill site. So there's significant dollars invested in landfill. So it's all about resource recovery and minimising waste going through to the landfill.
And offering a bit of a second life to a lot of things which people would otherwise throw out, I guess. I mean, it's always surprising when you walk into these places, isn't it? You look around and see things that people don't want.
It's fascinating. It's amazing what's hidden in people's trailers, but it's just incredible. It's only been open 3 months to come in here today and look at the variety of on option, the variety that's out there at the moment that people have the choice to purchase. It's fantastic.
So how is this one working then? How does it actually operate?
We have a, as I said, it's through a contract through Future Employment Options. Basically, it's operated. It's not fully open through the whole time at the landfill, but it's partially open during the day. And basically, as community members come in, they can actually pull their trailer up alongside the reuse shed. The operator of the reuse shed will then take what they perceive as valuable from a recycling reuse point of view. They'll take that off the trailer. Then the trailer will go through and the waste, any waste that can't be reused or recycled, is then taken to the bins and disposed of.
So at the moment, donating things to this centre is still a sort of voluntary thing, is it? Or, I mean, if you're bringing stuff out here to dump, do you have to come through here, or can you just still, you know, proceed straight to the dump, as it were, I suppose?
We try and capture as much as we can, so it's all about diverting from the landfill. So this is the critical part of it, is to make sure that this type of all these items in the reuse shed are taken off the trailer before they end up at the landfill. And obviously, because of the cost involved with landfill operations, it's minimising the cost to the community and the ratepayer.
Do we know what the turnover's been like as well? I mean, the shed is quite full now. I'm presuming it probably didn't start like this.
No, well, I've got a, certainly from a dollar point of view, the Future Employment Options have been happy with the sales of the facility. And as far as a percentage, it would probably be in the range of 20 or 30% of turnover. But, so initially the uptake's been quite good.
Yeah. I suppose it's one of those sort of trial and error things, isn't it, where you just have to put stuff out here and see what people want and see what goes and see what doesn't go.
Yes, definitely. It's all in the eye of the beholder as far as what they see as value. And, you know, it's basically, I think that's a good thing. People can come out here and walk around in the shed and have a look what's on offer and hopefully purchase something and get some use out of what they've purchased.
Now, the staffing arrangements then, how does that side of things work?
The Future Employment Option have, they have staff based here, so they employ part-time staff to operate the facility. Those staff members have got experience in this sort of operation, and basically they have some, obviously, coverage for staff and leave and whatever, so they commit staff to the operations, and council pays has paid a contract fee to Future Employment Options in order to operate the facility, especially it's seen as a trial in the first 12 months to see how well it goes, and we'll have ongoing discussions with Future Employment Options. Council will then need to consider extending the whether they want to extend beyond that first 12 months, but having looked at the take-up here, it's fantastic. And we're probably, to a certain degree, running out of room, so we might need to extend it, but we'll take it one step at a time.
I mean, how are you going to judge the success of this operation when it comes to the end of the 12 months? What are you looking for, I suppose, from this?
Yeah, well, I suppose the key aspect is that diversion from the landfill, so we can actually quantify some of the savings involved with that. But it's really the other component is the educational component. The state government waste policy now talks about instead of diversion from the landfill, it's all about resource recovery. So facilities like this are about resource recovery, and it's about educating the community of the value of these resources. Rather than putting them in the back of your trailer and taking them to the tip face, there's value in all these products, and that's really the educational value that I think over time will lead to more sustainable outcomes and obviously reduce costs as far as landfill operations.
Now, I think you mentioned that you've donated some things here yourself. Have you made any purchases as well?
I haven't made any purchases, but certainly have donated here, and I'm having a good look around today to see what's on offer.
Because, I mean, I don't know, well, when people come out here, they'll see that there is quite a big shed which we're standing in. That's mostly got household sort of stuff in it, I suppose. There's an organ over there. Anyone wants a Yamaha organ? Outside is, well, I don't know, stuff that perhaps doesn't quite fit inside, but there is a bit of outdoor sort of stuff here as well. There's everything, isn't there?
There's a huge variety. There's books, there's fishing reels, there's rabbit traps, there's mattresses, boats, prams, fans, there's a whole range of things, old trophies, you name it. It's heaps of old books as well, so there's such a variety. There's good children's books as well. We're working in with the other agencies within Hamilton as well, like St. Vincent de Paul and so forth, who something they might be able to fit in their shop, so they're working in with us as well. So yeah, variety is the key word.
You may not know this, but when it comes to pricing items here, I mean, I guess you just want stuff to turn over is the main aim, but do you know how that actually works?
It's fairly negotiable. I know I had a discussion earlier on with the operator, and there's an item that has come in here which is a bit more specialised, so he's been using eBay to get a bit of a benchmark around pricing as well. So the main thing is to get the turnover. So it's all coming in for free, so the margin's vary per product, but certainly profit's not the key generator in that regard.
So if people do want to come and have a look, or perhaps donate, but more importantly have a look, when when is the recycle centre open?
The recycle centre is open from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
You're going to look for some bargains now, I think.
Excellent there, looking forward to that.